The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Lots and lots of people getting in touch about road safety, because I mentioned Anne Graham, who's chair of the RSA, the Road Safety Authority, who was going to be joining me and has joined me, is with me in studio. Anne, thanks a million for coming in. So lots of people with different suggestions. I mean, one person wanted to ban roadside strawberry sellers, which I was having none of. And I'm glad to see the listeners are with me. Don't ban the things that touch the soul and keep us human. But Henry McKean as well has been out and about getting the view of different road users, be they drivers or pedestrians or cyclists from all different walks of life and ages and backgrounds, about how they think you can make the road safer. Take a listen.
More zebra crossings.
So we need more zebra crossings to make the road safer?
Yeah.
And what do you think?
I also think more zebra crossings.
How would you make our road safer?
Lots of people are driving on their learner's permits and stuff like that. So if we can get a good like kickstart in behind getting people through their tests and kind of work on that a bit more, we might have a little bit less of that.
I think the cycle lanes help a lot. Removed cycle lanes, kind of barriers from the rest of the traffic.
Where we are now, there are barriers for
yes,
the cyclists.
Yes, I think speed limits help. I think those help for cyclists and you know, drivers as well.
Do you feel safe cycling around Ireland?
I do, but I'm in a very, I'm in a very limited cycle area. I kind of cycle just in paths like these, and I'd be a cautious cyclist. So there's definitely some, you know, errant cycling happening as well.
I'm not from here. I moved relatively recently to Ireland, but I consider myself Irish. One of the worst drivers that I saw are in Ireland. They are very not aware of other people on the roads.
They're not aware.
Yeah, I think that they're not aware of other people on the roads. They drive very, I would say, dangerous.
What do you want to see to make the road safer?
Less crazy speed, for starters. People don't.
So there is speeding, there is overtaking on rural roads,
definitely.
On corners.
Yeah, and you know, there are pockets, areas like Donegal, places like that, which are really bad, and it's absolutely tragic for families to be losing, particularly young people, you know, who have no sense anyway. They should start teaching road safety in junior school to very young children, and particularly young boys, because they're full of testosterone, and they think, you know, they think they're invincible, as we all did at that age.
So just some of the views shared with our own Henry McKean from road users of all different shapes, sizes, ages, backgrounds on the street earlier. Anne Graham, like I say, the chair of the Road Safety Authority, is with me. So Anne, thanks a million for coming into us. Before we get into any specifics and some of the issues people raise there, what in your mind is the big challenge that you and the Road Safety Authority face?
Well, the big challenge is driving the numbers of deaths and serious injuries on our roads down. We had made big strides in the early 2000s in terms of reducing the percentage of deaths and serious injuries. It has kind of flatlined over the last few years, and really we now have a vision zero, you know, to get to zero deaths by 2050. And we have a target to reach by 2030 as well. And with the current rate, we're not going to reach that target. You know, this unfortunately has been not the level of reduction that we'd like to see.
And when we look back then on that period during which they did reduce, what were the causes of that reduction?
Well, a lot of it would have been in improvements in vehicle testing and even driver testing as well. You know, so there were many improvements done at that stage. We've obviously had improvements in our roads. We've had improvements in our public transport. So, you know, and even in our cycling infrastructure as well. So there's been all those improvements. We now need to look at the next stage about how can we get to that level of reduction, you know, so that we can reduce the number of tragic losses on our roads.
And so when it comes to infrastructure or the technology in cars or the safety of cars, are we kind of at the point of diminishing returns? It's harder and harder to make improvements in those areas.
I think that's what's happened now. We're getting into the areas, particularly on the vehicle side, where, you know, very new vehicles are, you know, would be, the vehicle would be safe.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily saying that the other road users are safe, you know, with those larger vehicles in particular, particularly with large SUVs. And in urban areas in particular, you know, large SUVs can, you know, result in a higher proportion of deaths because of the size of the vehicle and the power of the vehicle.
And is that borne out in the statistics that in those urban areas, the bigger cars are more dangerous?
But you know, it would be well known through research that the larger cars, you know, would cause or would have the propensity to cause, you know, greater damage at a particular speed. In our urban areas, you know, we have, as you know, multiple road users, particularly a high proportion of vulnerable road users, walking and cyclists. And we have to try and reduce the number of fatalities, particularly as we've seen this year. There has been a high level of pedestrian deaths and cyclist deaths already this year.
So we're in the realm then of dealing about, we're trying to drive our behaviour, be it behaviour behind the wheel or the behaviour in the forecourt when it comes to deciding what car you want to buy, really, aren't we?
So, I mean, the key killer behaviours still remain the same. Speeding, drink or drug driving, not using a seatbelt, and distracted driving now has increasingly become an issue. And your Vox Pop, I think, alluded to that, I think, as well, that people aren't actually watching what they're doing when they're on the road, and mobile phone being obviously the key distractor, I suppose, for people driving.
The technology in cars is amazing, and the safety technology, and the beep if you're drifting over a lane, and all of this. At the same time, Henry McKean himself, again, a couple of weeks ago on this show, bought a device online and he plugged it into his car and he had Netflix on the screen in the car.
Yeah.
And I do a lot of driving and I see this. I see this on the road.
Yeah. So it is a killer behaviour, like here, and that's what we have to recognise. So as we're approaching now the summer months, you know, and you're going to have a lot more people out and about, whether they're walking, cycling or driving. They could be driving on longer distances now over the summer and also driving on roads that they're probably not familiar with. And I really do think that the message has to be driven that don't drive while distracted. Leave your mobile phone in your boot. Don't have it beside you. You know, observe and drive at the appropriate speed limit for the road, and certainly don't drink and drive.
And do you suspect as well that there'd be technological solutions to some of those technological problems, if that doesn't sound oxymoronic? But you know that a lot of apps on your phone as well will detect when you're driving, and they'll ask, say if you're in the passenger seat and you take it out and say, are you driving this car? Amazon Music, for example, I know used to do that and still does that, that cars will maybe prevent you doing some of those things. I think it's mad that you can buy cars that actually will have an Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
You can actually kind of go online in the car.
Yes, yeah. And I mean, that might come through either legislation or, but also there is technology coming forward, particularly now for drink driving. So an alcohol interlock is used in many other countries where you would plug in something, you'd have to breathe into this interlock, which would actually prevent you from driving if you have a particular level of alcohol.
If you want to use a Bolt bike, one of those bikes that you scan the barcode, the electric bikes, past a certain point at night, you've got to do a test on your phone.
Okay.
A kind of a reaction test.
Yeah.
Because I've tried to do it and I've failed that test, I don't mind telling you, because I was cycling home late at night and they wouldn't let me use the bike.
Yeah.
They said, no, we don't think it's safe for you actually to cycle this bike. Yet I could have, if I had my keys in my pocket and I was of a mind, could have gotten the car and driven home.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely illegal, of course, but I could have done it. And it's remarkable. I suspect if it was announced tomorrow we were bringing them in, there'd be pretty significant opposition to it. What, like, this is a, I guess we're into kind of the psychology of drivers or something, or kind of road users to a degree here. But why do you think that is?
Well, I think, I don't know if it's just as an Irish person, but we have a particular, I suppose, relationship with alcohol in this country. And increasingly, even though that's reducing for young people, and now it's more drug driving would be more of an issue, we still seem to not understand what the impact of drinking and driving, even a small amount, can have on your driving ability. And we're the RSA, the team, are going to a number of different festivals this year with a flying box, which is a tester, you know, so that you can actually test yourself before you would actually leave the festival to see whether you are actually in a position to drive. And that's, we're getting a lot of interest in that. And I think that's the type of thing that could be in many different locations, which could allow you to test yourself before you would actually.
But it's more than that as well, though, isn't it? When it comes to the psychology. I mean, if you said, yeah, I think that person's right, we need more zebra crossings, or we need more speed bumps in urban areas, or we're going to reduce the speed limits in certain places. I could find any number of elected officials who come on the show and say, absolutely not.
Mm, I know.
You shouldn't do it.
And, you know, the
potholes they'll give out about instead. Which is a look, it's an issue, and absolutely, and it damages cars and it can cause crashes. But, you know, it's always, there's this attitude of, I've never been in a crash and I've never caused a crash, but yet these things are going to get in my way and slow me down, therefore I'm opposed to it.
And, you know, this is, I suppose, one of the key, challenges we have, particularly in our urban areas. Part of the road safety strategy is to reduce the speed limits on both local and rural roads, but also in urban areas, where possible, down to 30 kilometres per hour. And that is a function of the local authorities to do that. And we certainly in the Road Safety Authority would encourage as many local authorities, particularly in urban areas and towns, to try and reduce the speed limit, particularly when we see so many pedestrian deaths so far this year. So, yes, it is crucial. And that could have quite a significant impact on road deaths.
And enforcement, how big an issue is enforcement in your mind in terms of improving any of this?
Well, enforcement, we would all love more enforcement.
Yeah.
But I know that on Garda Síochána are very committed at all levels to enforcing the road traffic laws. They obviously have their challenges in terms of resources. That is improving. You can see now on the streets a lot more Gardaí visible on the streets. And I think that's going to be reflected in the amount of resources that will be available for reinforcement as well. But again, you can also be smarter in terms of enforcement. There was a number of speed cameras rolled out, fixed and variable speed cameras rolled out last year. And I think we could also extend that technology, which kind of reduces the burden on the Gardaí for enforcement, and that they can target, you know, the real killer behaviours like distracted driving. And you know,
using those cameras to catch people kind of on their phones, as it were, or staring at a screen or watching Netflix.
Yeah, that could be in the future. You know, the legislation isn't there to allow that to be done, but it is possible to be done, and it is done in other countries.
Okay. And what about using those cameras then in urban settings as well to monitor the kind of low-level poor behaviour? You know, the driver's version of the broken windows theory. People who kind of nip through on the orange light or they park in the yellow box.
Yeah.
Get away with those things.
Yeah.
As much as you want, really, at the moment.
And that's a key part of the camera strategy as well. It's not going to be undertaken by the RSA, but my old colleagues in the NTA, I think, are going to be taking that in terms of, you know, bus lane enforcement, but also red light running, because it's so important, not just for the safety of pedestrians, but also the safety of cyclists at junctions as well.
So what's your then, your metric for success in the job, in your tenure?
So the metric for success is a reduction, a significant reduction in road deaths and serious fatalities. The other metric for success is actually to deliver a good customer service as well. You know, so we're responsible for driver testing, driver licensing, you know, the vehicle testing as well through the NCT. So we know our customers are not receiving the best service at the moment, and the waiting times for driving tests has not been at a level.
And is that just a personnel issue, a labour shortage?
It was, but we've recruited over 70 new testers, which are now in place, and we've got the driving test waiting time down to 16 weeks, and we will meet our target of 10 weeks by September. But I know that's led to a lot of frustration for younger drivers in particular, but we will meet the target in September.
Yeah, well, that Australian listener who Henry McKean spoke to, who wanted quicker testing for people, will be happy with that at least. Anne, thanks a million for joining us. Anne Graham, who's chair of the Road Safety Authority.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.